This podcast is a presentation of UCTV.tv, University of California Television. Like what you learn? Help others discover UCTV podcasts by leaving a comment or rating in iTunes.
There's a whole group of researchers out at Harvard that studied empathy. Empathy is a learned human response through face-to-face interactions. What we're losing through social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, gaming, we're losing empathy. The kids are not learning that. Because see, in these games, you play the most perverted versions of what you would do in real life. I'll give you an example. So I used to play the game Diablo, okay? So I couldn't beat up people in real life. But in Diablo, this game, I would make this portal where I would make all these creatures hang around the portal and then cry out for help, like, you know, the boy that cried wolf.
Yes.
Come help me, help me. This innocent person comes in, tries to help me, goes down there, all the monsters kill him. But as the monsters kill him, he drops all his items. I go down there and steal all his items because it was fun to make him beg for the items.
Right, stuff you would never do in real life.
Right.
Yes.
And that's what the kids are learning when they go online.
Well, the other part is that those are the people going to take care of us when we're old.
It's sad.
Where's their empathy? What kind of culture are we creating for the future when we're training people like this? And their brains are being developed and the neuronal connections are being reinforced in the wrong way.
Well, you know, I say garbage in, garbage what?
Out.
Garbage out, that's behavioral, but garbage stays in. That's the neuronal encoding, because I did 10 years of research on learning and memory. So when we learn, our brain expresses new proteins through transcription factors, controlled by transcription factors like c-MYC, c-FOS, c-JUN. These zinc finger transcription factors change the way neurons wire together. So that's why they say neurons that wire together, fire together. So now, let's say a kid who is exposed to the Slender Man, you know, scenario, the 12-year-old girls that love the Slender Man creature that was like this evil, right?
Right.
They role-played out violence. 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago in Wisconsin, they stabbed their 12-year-old friend. They planned her death for months since February. That's what happens when you have neurons that fire together. They wire together. And now the kids have no empathy, right? So these two little girls planned this other innocent girl to be stabbed to death, and they stabbed her 19 times. But wow. Luckily, she survived.
Right. So we're messing with our children, our most valuable resources.
Well, let me ask you this. So kids, you know, when they see bugs, they cut them up. They you know, they see worms, they cut them up to see what happens, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we teach them that they can't do that to their dogs and their cats.
Except online.
See, that's the problem. Yeah. You see where I'm going with this,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So we learn empathy through parental boundaries. Now, not all kids will do that to animals, but I know tons of kids who've, you know, gotten their cat wet or, you know, throw them in the swimming pool just to see what happens. I mean, that's what kids do. Games allow you to do that because you're role-playing
and it reinforces
whatever you want to do.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.